adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
Did I miss something? What is this place that we're in?
Hell. You're in hell, baby.
Oh, yeah.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the tabletop champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions. I'm Lauren, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Stephanie, who plays Raquel.
Ahoy, hoy, darlings.
Sean, who plays Lisan.
That rug will be mine over his dead body.
Oh no! Ben, who plays Throden.
Hi.
Kyle, you know, with pun. Oh, Benjamin.
You didn't give me no time to look one up. I forgot to open it.
I sent you one today.
Oh, that's right.
Benjamin, I did send you one today. No, it's too late. Kyle, who plays Urpax.
Greetings and salutation.
What is that?
That is a throwback.
Greetings and salutations.
That's basically a throwback for like Wolfmaster, basically.
Oh, okay. Matt, who plays Fennel.
There are so many forms of martial arts, it's hard to keep track of. Kind of confusing.
You're fired.
You're fired.
I don't have the authority to do that, but I've done it anyway.
And I was kind of proud of that one.
Podcast reboot. Oh no.
Bye guys.
Oh goodness. What happened last week on Tabletop
Lauren,
Champions?
Can I just step in and say that I am excited for Callus to die in two separate game worlds.
Oh my fucking god, Sean.
I'm not metagaming his death, but I'm just gonna say if it happens, it's not my fault.
Really? This time.
Fake news. That's fake news.
Yeah. I can have a direct hand in killing Ben without being the DM.
Okay. So that's gonna be so unfortunate, Sean. Damn it. So last time on Tabletop Champions, you guys found Callus in the college, the Mage College, the abandoned Mage College, which also happens to be Marcus's home, but no Marcus. Callus was in there retrieving a book about a rod, and I know. Poor word choices, but here we are. I'll live with them.
It's poor word choices, or am I a toddler who can't not laugh at that? Because I kind of feel like it's the second one.
See all the above?
A little column A,
yeah. it's all the above. It's okay. We'll just deal with it as it comes. Kyle's picked up a book about Asmodeus, specifically looking for information about a rod. As you guys were talking with him, there was a commotion underneath you, the tower that you're in, and as you look down, you realize that there are two people making their way towards you. One of them was a drow, female drow, and the other one seemed almost like you've seen him before. He's a dark knight.
Does he talk like this?
He may. You haven't had the chance to talk to him. Anyways, there's a guy in like a bunch of dark armor. He's going through a phase. It happens to the best of us.
He's Chris Kyle's. Gaines in it right now.
He's Chris Gaines.
Kyle from 16 to 20. Master. Yeah.
He's got a song for you.
Yeah, Lauren, at which point during this episode do we get to raid the Hot Topic?
You know what? It's the gift shop on the way out of hell.
I can't wait to see how many D4s a studded belt does.
At least one of them goes to you because you're trying to put it on. You actually stab yourself. Oh, man. Man, this is where we're at today. This will be a great episode. So anyways, at Kalos whisked everyone away on a really cool magic carpet that Lison is determined to steal at some point in time.
I forgot you very specifically told him like 6 times you were going to steal it from him.
You said it so many times.
You made it abundantly clear.
Like,
but if he chooses to give it to me, then it's not really stealing.
Okay. Okay. You made it clear that you don't care what he wants to do with it.
Then it's in his best interest to just be generous.
Yeah. I agree. And
I also think I remember Fennel like telling you not to steal it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
You know, we'll see what happens.
I used to listen to Fennel.
Did you ever? No. That's fake news right there.
Once.
Lison so never listened.
Kalos well, asked
if you
for your...
give him a chance.
Oh,
Jesus.
Don't gaslight him. So Kalos asked for your guys' help to retrieve this rod that's into Asmodeus' home. Yeah, you're getting Asmodeus' rod.
Yeah, I'm going to pull that rod deep out of him, Asmodeus.
It's an ancient
artifact,
baby. If you
want to know about rods, Lison is pretty much an egg.
Lison's well first. This is going to be a shit show.
Sorry.
Going to be.
Going to be.
Yeah.
So, no, it's fine. Big. So, yeah, no, it's been a couple weeks. It's been since the charity event, since we've actually had a chance to chit-chat in-game. So anyways, so Kalos was able to relay a little bit of information about why he needs the rod, which is he's trying to, he has a deal with Asmodeus, his freedom for Asmodeus's, but Kalos revealed to you that he has no intention of actually freeing Asmodeus. And he thinks he could change the fate as long as he's holding the power of the rod. Thank you, Kyle. I tried so hard. The end, it didn't seem to matter.
I was, I'll be honest, I was literally sitting here ordering food because, whoops, I'm hungry. And all I was refocusing on what you were saying right at the right time. It was perfect.
I was trying so hard. Now it's ruined.
And that's so far.
Yep, and it doesn't matter. So anyways, so he was able to transport you to Asmodeus's lair, and you guys wake up, or not wake up, but you open your eyes, and you're in a dark corridor, and if you don't have dark vision, it you can't really see anything.
I cast dark vision on myself.
You can see everything. Problem solved.
I feel like
I have a thing that can fix that, I thought.
Actually, hold on. Can I upcast this? Well, that doesn't tell me. Sorry, I need to double check and see if I can cast it on multiple people or if it's...
Burn through the spell slots.
You won't need them later. Don't worry.
You won't need them. Yeah. You're gonna be fine here.
I can light a torch, dude.
No, all the slots. It'll be fine.
I mean, like we have adventurers pack, which means we have torches.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, yes, Sean.
What does the sky look like here?
Sky look like? You have dark vision, right?
Tiefling, I believe I do. Yeah.
I believe you do. You look up, and you realize you're not outside, you're inside somewhere.
Damn it.
So you see a ceiling. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because I was going to take my shirt off, sun's out, guns out.
Sean.
But there's no sun. So.
Where are we on this map?
Where I am pinging on the far left in that little corridor there.
Oh, is that why you've been pinging there over and over?
Yeah, I was just waiting to say. I was waiting for you to ask, so I appreciate you asking. Thanks, Kyle.
I was also the other question I was going to ask is, who's pinging over there over and over? I guess
it's me. Okay. What a twist!
So I'm guessing we need to put tokens down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I can. I'll.
As a quick aside, I've been called out recently by listeners for breaking all of the Tabletop Champions links, including some links in episodes where I mentioned maps. So, sorry. That's it. I got nothing. I'm not even going to promise to show you the map we're looking at right now.
Damn it, Kyle.
But whoops.
Whoopsie doodles. Jordan
is going to cast Dark Vision on Raquel and Arpax.
Sweet.
Okay.
Fennel's just screwed.
He's an elf.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It's just like... Yeah. But for some reason, I can't drag my token out. It keeps wanting to like select the background.
Keep working on it, and I'm going to Google dungeon traps for toddlers.
Cool. Sounds great.
I'm kidding.
Please let us know.
That should
know
be the name of this episode. Dungeon traps.
Now I want to look that up. Okay, dungeon.
I mean, it would match with the constant child killing that Kyle does.
One but wait, time there's in more. 5 years, kill one kid.
One time?
You've one killed time. Two kids. At you killed three. A demon baby.
That does not canonically count as a child.
It does.
You know it.
I agree with Kyle. Lisan was actually going to go for your record, but we really haven't come across too many kids except for those ones in the tavern, and they were willing to work with me. So,
also the demon baby made me kill it with telepathy. Telepathy.
You know, that's valid. I'll give you that.
Let
me see.
I was going to let you all die to not kill that demon baby.
You were. It was fucking hilarious. So Kallus walks to the end of the hallway right there, and he starts looking around, looking or listening for anyone coming. And then he kind of motions for you to follow him, whether you do or not, it's up to you, and he starts kind of walking this way.
Can I see his face?
Can you see his face?
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, wait. You said it was the dark elf, or it was Kallus?
Kallus.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I was going to do an insight check.
Can you see Kallus's face?
Yes, I'm sure we can see Kallus's face. We've seen it already.
Yeah.
Have you tried to smooch it yet?
Not yet. I'm learning from my misadventures with Fennel.
That remains to be seen, but we'll see. Yeah.
Lauren, I'm just going to come in hot and just follow Kallus.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. I've learned to somewhat understand him to this point, so
okay, that's fair. Hold on, let me look at my toddler dungeon map thing real fast. Cool. Okay. I'm kidding. Please no, I'm kidding. And he starts kind of leading you guys down this hall for a little ways, and he's looking around like he's peeking around to check to see if there's anything of value over in this room, but he's not really going to it. So unless anyone really wants to, he's just going to keep
I don't know, Laura, are there a bunch of skulls out front?
Bitch, there might be.
Does it look like is the door closed or?
The door seems to be closed.
I'll look at it with Urpax.
So I'm not opening doors.
Oh, well, I was just going to look at it and investigate it.
I'm letting Kallus trigger traps, and I'm assuming that everything he doesn't touch is a trap.
Yeah, I'm not opening doors in hell.
Oh, that's a good call. No, I thought that he was headed toward... It's okay.
Yeah, keep going. I'll peek in open doors, though. Anything that looks open or that I can get a good sense of or, like, you know, get a vibe off of, I'm about.
Yeah, do a perception check on the door.
All right, let's see what we got here. The old perception. I actually have Roll 20 open. Let's see.
I'm proud of you.
I didn't do it, though. I rolled a 5.
Rolled a 5. It seems to be locked.
Okay. It's certainly a door. All right, off we go.
Does Kallus seem to be intentionally quiet here? Like, are we supposed to be sneaking?
He seems to be like he's intentionally being quiet to be sneaking around.
Okay. I just kind of look at Urpax and I put my finger up to my mouth.
So when you do that, I taking your advice and also breaking your advice at the same time, you see Urpax go and nod, and then he plucks at a string real quick and he's invisible.
Nice.
Flop. Invisible.
Kyle, take inspiration for using your instrument. I'm proud of you, buddy.
That I'm going to use you. You're going to regret giving me inspiration because I'm going to use the shit out of that thing.
That's valid.
Isan is going to wink in the direction that Urpax disappeared and then turn his eyes back to Kallus.
Okay. And Kallus seems to start moving down over here. And right here at this corner, he stops and holds up his hand for a second. And he looks down this corridor. And then just kind of like looks back and looks a little confused and peers down the corridor again. And then he starts traveling down that way a little bit. And he's just like, he just like puts his finger up to his lips. And then he keeps going down this corridor.
Okay.
Okay.
Watching and following and not right behind him, but you know, a little distance.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like third in line or something.
I'll that's fair. I'll like walk beside Raquel and just keep an eye out for like ambushes and all that because we're in an area that I'm not familiar with. So
No, that's fair. Fennel, go ahead and roll me a perception check.
Okay. Let's see how this goes. Five, of course.
Five, okay. You don't seem to hear anything. What's up?
I'm going to, right at the crux of this hallway, is there like a sconce or a torch or something that's not just a wall around here?
I mean, there's probably...
it's made of brick, right?
Yeah, it's made of brick.
Then I'm just going to pick a brick about eye level out of the wall and cast clairvoyance on it.
Okay.
Just so that we can pass without a trace. When was the last time we had a short rest?
Right before you got over here.
Okay. Or a long rest, I mean.
You haven't had a long rest in a while.
Okay. Sounds good.
It's been a hot minute. Okay. So you put that there. 1 second. Let me read that real fast, Sean.
It basically creates a sensor for about 10 minutes so that I can see. Okay. Well, I choose sight.
Okay. Done. Okay. You guys start making your way down this hallway. Go ahead and roll me perception checks. Those of you who start getting closer to the room. So I guess everyone really.
Including me.
Yeah.
Natural one.
23.
14.
18.
5 again.
Okie dokie. So.
Am I just rolling a 5 or is there an actual dot?
Maybe. Rolling? Maybe
you rolled a 2.
Fennel rolled three. You rolled a 5 and I rolled a natural 1. Maybe it's just you walked into me being invisible and we tripped. And we tripped and fell. And I don't see anything.
Wait, Matt, you're an elf, right?
Yeah.
You should be proficient in perception then.
It doesn't save him.
I mean, that would mean he rolled an 8, right? I mean,
yeah.
But he should know for
for the future.
Yeah.
For future.
When it's closer to actually making it.
Yeah.
That's fair. So everyone but Kyle and Matt, you look into this room, you see that it's a dungeon room. It's like a torture room. There is a corpse laying on a table. It seems to be stretched out, and there's different tools and scalpels and things hanging around it on the floor, bloodied. And there's a series of cages on the right side of the wall. And in one of those cages is a small little mouse. And they're sniffling. And then you recognize it's Clover.
What?
All of us?
Wait, it's a mouse person?
It's a mouse person.
Oh,
and as you're kind of like seeing them, you recognize it's Clover.
Okay.
With your perception, you recognize it's Clover.
We should probably get going. We don't want to be a part of this.
I immediately run in. I didn't even question. I just ran in.
He's in this.
I was not careful. I wasn't anything.
Oh, man. It's going to be tough.
I follow Raquel. And I know. I see Clover. It's like, Clover. It's like, where? How did you get here?
What? And he looks and he turns around and his little mousy ears are sad and he's been crying and he looks dirty and his clothes are like torn and bloodied.
He's still alive?
He's still alive.
Oh, God. Okay.
He does not look good, though.
Insight on, like, I mean, do I really think this is him? Obviously, I rushed in, but then I think as I rushed in, I may have remembered another time that I went to hug someone that I was really happy to see, and then, you know, the worked out so hot. So I feel like I would have rushed in and then stopped, and then, like, you know, what do you need from me to see if I really think it's him?
Go ahead and do an insight check.
Okay, cool. 16.
You can kind of tell with the mannerisms and the way he looks scared at first to see you, then he looks confused. This is absolutely Clover.
We need to get Callus, out of there.
Is this important that we be here for this, or should we move on to Asmodeus? Why are we concerning ourselves with this person right now?
No. I thought I heard something down here, and, well, I did. And he points at Clover.
Hey, Lauren, Clover take inspiration like, oh, yes. on your Ben impression. On your it's pretty spot on. It's really spot on.
Yay! Team inspiration!
So, is Clover, like, chained up or something?
There are like chain like manacles around his wrist, and they seem to be chained to the floor of the cage.
I'm going to look at the door because there's a door in front of him, right? Can I investigate it to see if it's locked?
Yeah, and he's got like a little a gag around his mouth, so he can't really talk to you.
Do you want an investigation?
To unlock the so you know that the cage is locked, but to unlock it, you're gonna have to make me a dexterity check and add your tool proficiency modifier to it.
Yep. Awesome. So tool proficiency modifier, what the hell is that?
Probably be exactly what you rolled.
So I have an idea though.
Yes.
He's in like a, it's like a cage or something, or like what's? Mm-hmm.
It's a metal cage. Yeah.
Okay. And are there like how big are the openings on the metal cage?
They're not. I mean, they're probably like an inch apart.
Inch apart. Think a butterfly could get through them? Because I kind of think it could.
Give it a shot.
Clover, kid, I'm gonna try something. Fly to us.
And I cast Polymorph on Clover to turn him.
Does he have a little gimpy wing?
No, he just turns into an actual, like, you don't have to. He doesn't turn into like a, you know. It's not like a fucked up butterfly. Part of me was thinking like
legs, so I was just wondering if that carried
over. So you cast the spell and it looks like it bounces off the cage and just shoots off.
It doesn't turn me into a butterfly.
No. It just shoots away.
We're gonna try it a different way.
And Raquel, whenever you try to pick the lock, it does not budge.
Okay. I would continue to keep working on it, you know, or can we get around to all sides of the cage, Lauren?
You can get around the front and the two sides, but you can't get to the back. It's like pressed up against the wall.
Okay. So where he's at, we can't get to him.
Correct.
Okay.
There's no really other way to get to him except through that lock.
Hey, Lauren, you said there was a corpse in here, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, this guy right over here, would it be beneficial to us to talk to him to maybe figure out what's going on here and maybe what's going on with that cage? Well, so we can get whoever DC is out of there so we can keep moving.
And it's like, I must have missed it, but can Raquel like try to like lockpick or anything like that?
She did try and it failed.
Oh, okay.
I did bad.
Is it like
I have a lockpick kit too. It didn't seem like it was an impossible magical failure. It was just a regular old normal failure.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, at least me anyway, because I didn't do good.
Okay, but you didn't. But like, you didn't in the process of failing determine that it was like some sort of magical lock. Is all I'm saying.
No. Mm-hmm.
All right. So then it's a Dex thing.
I'm gonna do Bardic Inspiration.
This is bad.
Bardic Inspiration. Okay.
I was gonna get Bardic Inspiration to Urpax.
Yeah, I mean, can you Bardic Inspire yourself? No, right? Okay.
No, not yet. You have to be a liar.
You can, but I'm inspiring you if you want to add that D6 to it.
All right, sure. D6. Oh, hey, it would have been an 18 if I was patient.
The lock feels like it's about to give away, and then it clicks, and it still does not budge open. But it's not unlocked. Sean... Lisan, it's about this time your sensor goes off.
Okay, like there's someone in the hallway. Shit, guys, there's someone coming.
Yup.
I'm already invisible. I realized.
But didn't you become visible when you picked the lock?
Nope.
That was going to be my next, because it's greater invisibility, isn't it?
No, it's invisibility. A creature you touch becomes invisible until the spell ends. Anything the target is wearing or carrying. The spell ends for a target that attacks or casts a spell. I didn't cast a spell. I would have with polymorph. Whoopsie doozies. Yeah. All right, fuck off. Damn it.
I'm not invisible. Can we try to hide like behind something or something like that? Maybe see what's coming.
I was going to ask.
What is in this room exactly other than these cages and this dead guy? Is it nothing? Is it just a bare room with a dead guy on a table?
Yeah, and torture tools. That's it. There's no like other crates. It's pretty barren, actually.
Maybe just like lean against the wall enough until they get further in and like ambush who's coming in.
Yeah, like by the door.
Yeah.
I'm gonna I'm gonna do the same thing.
That's not
tucked in the corner off to the side. You know what? And get my crossbow out and just sort of like
I'm gonna pull out my sword, the fancy sword that I got. Okay. Did I have a stat block on that?
Oh, it's the scimitar of speed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm going to pull out the scimitar.
Yeah, because Fennel got the Horn of Blasting. Raquel got the Ion Stone of Awareness. You got the scimitar of speed. Urpax got the cool...
Lyre.
Instrument. Yeah, the lyre. And then Ben got the Staff of the Woodlands.
Yep.
Yeah. Fun little recap. All right, so I'll go ahead and say you guys are able to get tucked away somewhere. Go ahead and roll me stealth checks real fast if you're trying to get a surprise round.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
6.
Oh my god.
Where's mine? 25.
Rolled a 10.
23.
22. Okay.
And if Callus isn't stealth, I rolled so good that I'm hidden behind him.
Callus is so stealthy. I just don't have stats pulled up right now.
No, you're the DM. You could say he just passed.
he absolutely just passed. That's okay. Sean, Lisan, can you put yourself where you want to be kind of hidden at?
Oh, yeah. I was
just thanks, baby. Okay, so Sean, can you see, does it allow you to see what it is that triggered the alarm?
Yes, I can. I chose sight, so I can see.
So you see a grotesque gray two-legged creature that has spikes running all across its body. It has long, elongated ears that even have spikes on the tip. It has big, meaty claws that looks like it could do some damage. And it's it's talking to itself, muttering in a. What languages do you speak?
Does not say on my character sheet.
okay.
Yeah, that I just speak common and probably abyssal, because that would be demon.
Well, you're tiefling, so you
infernal.
Get infernal.
Infernal, I mean. Yeah. Yes. So,
So you see it. Oh, well, I guess you wouldn't be able to hear it, but you see it muttering to itself. And it walks down the hall. And as it gets here, it stops and it looks confused. And then it points at you and it says, what are you doing here?
It points at me?
It does point at you because it can see you.
It can see me.
It can see you. And then it points at Fennel.
It, just hanging out. You see, let me introduce myself. I am Anders Chilwind. I am just here on a visit to see what kind of place I'm going to when I die. I am very excited for my stay. I see that your torture facilities are up to stuff. And with that, I will be on my way. Thank you very much, sir. You
and we're gonna. And I start to walk down the hallway.
I start to walk down the hallway like I'm walking past him.
There we go. And it reaches out a claw to stop you.
What gives? It is not my time yet, sir. You don't
You're
understand.
You're not supposed to be here, it says in the infernal.
I know, but you misunderstand. See, I followed the traveler, but I screwed up, and so now he tells me that this is where I'm going.
I made a mistake.
I made an improper dick joke to him, and now he says that I go here when I die. So I just wanted to see your facilities. See what I can expect.
Okay. You know what, Sean? Roll me deception.
Okay. I just closed my character sheet to see my thing. One second. I'm really good at that. Plus 10. 21.
21. Okay, hold on. He looks at you confused for a moment, and then he points at Fennel. What's he doing here?
Oh, it wouldn't be a stay without my entourage. You see, they're coming here too. They were all a part of the dick joke. It was a very funny dick joke. It got me sent to the nine hells, so it was worth it, I guess, but...
What was the joke?
Pretty much a cleric, a bard, and a fighter walk into a tavern, and it's a really long joke. You're probably super busy with all the torturing and stuff. The punchline is someone loses a dick.
I don't get it.
I have a question.
Finel?
Do you speak infernal?
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah, okay, this is all an infernal.
Okay, never mind.
Just a question about your facilities. If I really am coming here, I want to make sure that I find the right demon that is going to take good care of me for all eternity. If you were going to torture this one, and I motion towards Fennel, what would you do? What kind of creative punishment would you come up with?
Sean, what the fuck is happening? Okay.
This is an interview, if you will. What do you like most about your job? Tell me a time when you had a great success at your job.
Oh, there was this one time Asmodeus let me torture this guy, and I cut off his eyelids and threw him in the desert, and it was great fun.
Very good.
And he just looks really excited about it. It's really creepy.
Interesting. What is your name?
Lee?
This Asmodeus... If I meet him, I will be asking him for you as my personal torturer. Is that something you would be interested in?
He doesn't get it as... Well, I don't get to decide that. You don't get to decide that either.
No, you don't. I was just going to ask him. You see, I have some play in the planes, if you will. And I could call in a favor. You seem very well-versed in your craft. Your arms, ripply, tight, good muscles. You've done this kind of thing before. Perhaps if I could just speak to Asmodeus, we could work out something.
Not gonna happen. No one talks to boss.
Well, that's fine. I understand. When I do meet him and I show him this and I pull out a piece of paper, he will know that you stopped me, and it is what it is. It's kind of unfortunate we could have been friends, but, you know, now this is just gone, and I ripped the piece of paper in half.
What is it?
Nothing you need to worry about. And I cast... where is it? Do I have something that I can do that with? I look over at Throden, or I hand the paper to Throden, and I'm like, dispose of this contract. This contract is no longer good.
You have more people here?
Yes.
You're not supposed to be here.
I don't think you fully understand what you're doing here.
No,
friend.
You don't understand. You are in trouble. And he raises his claw, and we're going to go ahead and roll for initiative.
Is he a humanoid?
Huh?
Is he a humanoid?
No.
No.
Okay, damn it. Okay. I tried, guys.
You did. If you hadn't pointed out the invisible people that he didn't notice, it probably would have been pretty okay.
Yeah, it's okay. We're critting initiative.
Jesus Christ! What is happening?
We're gonna do all of the things. 22.
Oh, Jesus. We really did all 19. Do.
Woo, kids.
I got a 24.
Man.
All right.
I guess we're gonna go first. Probably.
Cool.
I mean,
at least Arpax is.
I got a good one.
24. Well, I'm now gonna roll for Callus.
Jesus.
Oh god.
You have made a grave mistake, friend.
Apparently. So how many are there? Is there just one?
There's just the one.
God.
There's just the one. It's almost like you caught the lackey that wasn't paying attention or was trying to pay attention. Insert hold music here while I pull up the sheet. Okay.
Ba-dum, bum, bum,
bum.
Damn. Bum, bum. Alrighty.
You're super dexy for being an old man.
Yeah, I am. 16 dex. I'm dexy.
Irvpax, you go first.
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of run around the corner and go, surprise! kind of run up to him and then just boop him on the nose. Just boop! And can he go ahead and roll a whiz save?
What you casting on him?
Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Hold on, I gotta read something. Okay, wisdom save. Yeah, we can do that.
Wait, is his intelligence score 4 or less?
Oh, baby, you wish it was.
No, I'm just making sure it works.
He's rolling at advantage, so 14.
Yeah. He thinks everything is hilarious, and he's fallen to the ground and rolling with laughter.
Okay, and, so, devil drops to the ground and starts cackling, and it's a really weird sound because it's like a cat that's coughing up fur ball or something. But he points at Lisa and just starts cackling and rolling on the ground.
And then I just go, all right, well, you can kill him, right? And then I back up a little bit, and that's my turn.
Okay.
Feel like that's enough.
Next is Raquel.
Oh wow. So then I'm gonna run up and then I'm going to stab with my rapier.
Okay.
17 to hit.
You've got advantage.
Right. 22 and then I'm sorry, 4d6 damage on top. All right, so that is 16 damage on the first one.
Okay.
And then another 21.
Wait, why do you get two?
I thought I got double on that. Do I do that all the time? I feel like I do. Who am I thinking? I think I used to have
Wait, do you have two attacks? Two.
No, I guess I only have one. Do what I want.
Do I do what I want? No rules.
No, Callus is here. You're thinking of Boone.
Probably. So that's the end of my turn, Lauren.
Okay. Next is Throden.
Okay. That guy does get a save, though.
Do what?
That guy gets a save.
He gets a save. Oh.
Yeah.
23.
Well, he's not laughing anymore.
He just saves.
Just barely. he stops laughing, and then he growls and glares at Irpax.
Throden's just gonna...
Ignore the second roll, sorry.
He's gonna cast Shillelagh, run up to this guy, and while he's still laying on the ground, beat him over the head with it.
Valid, okay.
Does a 28 hit?
A 28 does hit.
Cool, he takes 9 bludgeoning damage, and it is magical, if that matters.
It does matter, thank you. Okay. Fennel, you're up, but there's a wall of people between you and him.
I do have 45 movement speed, so I'll run up and just, like, pummel him.
Okay.
Does a 22 hit?
Yes.
And a crit?
Yes.
That is going to be 17, 18, 22 points of damage. And okay, as a bonus action, I am going to need him to do a con save because I'm going to use Stunning Strike.
Okay. 11.
He fails, so he's stunned.
Okay. Oh, that's unfortunate.
And I'll go ahead and spend another key point to do two more strikes.
Okay.
A 26 and a 14.
26 will hit, a 14 will not.
Okay, so 9 points of damage.
Okay.
I just hit him like in the right area of the spine, so he's stunned.
Hold on a second, I gotta read something. Okay, yeah. All right. Lisan, you're up.
Okay. Lisan is going to run up. So run up as a bonus. I'm right next to him because I was walking next to him. Pull out my scimitar, and as a bonus action, I'm going to use the scimitar of speed. And that's going to miss with the 10 to hit his AC.
Nope, it misses.
Okay. Then I'm going to cast... running low on spells here. I'm going to cast Bane on him.
Okay.
So he needs to, come on, submit. There we go. Needs to make a charisma saving throw.
Okay. He has advantage, so I'm going to roll twice. Natural 20.
He succeeds. And I'm just going to say, you've made a huge mistake. We could have just talked to Asmodeus and worked out a deal, but instead you had to be a dick about it, just like that joke. Mine was funnier. And that's
good. It's his turn, but he can't do anything. He's stunned. So, Callus is up. What would Callus do? Callus is actually going to... you guys kind of seem like you have a hand on it. So he's going to run over to this cage and see if he can unlock it. 7. Nope, he's struggling with the lock. He curses in an infernal, but still keeps trying at the lock. Urpax, it is your turn.
I'm going to back up a little bit further because I still don't like that he looked at me like that. But then I'm going to cock up my hand crossbow. And
do you have
I'm
a rod? Gonna, never mind.
Bolt. Anywho. Phallic, not really. All right, and so I'm going to just shoot my hand crossbow.
Okay.
And, oh, sweet, it hits, I imagine, a 24.
Yes.
Sure feels like it would hit. And it is going to do, he might be even immune to that damage. I don't care, because the important part is that it's going to also do 12 psychic damage, and then 8 of, like, regular old damage, because I'm using one of my bardic inspirations.
Nice.
So it all does right. 8 piercing damage, 12. Oops, ignore the, I clicked it again. I'd love it to do more, but that was a mistake.
That's valid. All right. Raquel.
All right. So I am going to hit it with my rapier again. I was trying to think if I could do something cool. 23 to hit.
23 will hit.
And... oh my god, math is hard. 15 piercing damage.
Okay.
And that's the end of my turn. Lauren, as I'm hitting it, do I think we're really doing damage to it?
It looks like your attacks aren't hitting quite as hard as the magical attacks have been.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm making sure that it seems like we're actually getting somewhere, not like mm-hmm. this thing is going to be going on forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
We're just beating a dead horse.
Right. Just keep kicking it.
Hey, that was a part of the dick joke.
All right, Throden, you're up.
Okay. I guess let's just continue beating this guy.
Okay.
To death. So, 26 to hit.
26 will hit.
For 15 bludgeoning damage.
You beat the shit out of this dude. He didn't stand a chance.
And that's right. Magic.
Yeah. Then out. Or third, is there anything else?
I don't think I can do anything else.
Okay. Finel, you're
Same thing, just going to palm one with my magical gauntlets.
Okay, go for it.
25 and 19.
Mm-hmm.
That is 20 damage, and I'm going to spend another key point for two more attacks. 20 and 25.
Yes and yes.
For 14 damage.
And it's at that point where he just drops to the ground after that last hit. Yep. And lays there, unmoving.
He's been on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad. That's why he couldn't do shit. Yeah, no, he's dead. Good job, you killed him. You did it. Hooray.
I feel kind of bad now because I feel like we just ganged up on somebody and curb stomped him.
It's okay.
He didn't listen.
He should have listened.
On the bright side, this devil can't come back to kill us because he's dead for real.
Oh,
yeah. Exactly. Yay, we did good. We killed a demon, or a devil in this case.
Speaking of which...
He also worked in hell, so I kind of don't feel too bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Callus is working on the cage.
Uh-huh.
Hey, he did not help us in the fight. Hey, Callus.
What?
Why didn't you help us?
Did it? It didn't really look like we needed help.
Yeah.
I mean, we just destroyed the shit out of that guy.
We did make him helpless.
Look, I'm not saying that he's a bad guy, but I'm saying we could use a little insurance policy to see that he doesn't screw us in the future. I think it would be appropriate if he would hand over that rug for safekeeping, just as a collateral.
Oh my god.
Lisan? No.
It will be returned to you upon completion of this little venture.
No, you have expressed multiple times you were going to kill me for this rug. Well, and I'm trying to get this small child out of a cage, so I'm the bad guy, right? And he goes back and starts trying to unlock the cage again.
Yes, Lisan, stop distracting him.
Throden is going to examine the dead devil he has, because he's never seen one of those before.
Yes!
Slash eaten.
Yeah, right? That's her.
First of all, does it actually have anything on it?
No.
Okay.
It's got a bunch of spikes on it. That's about it.
Okay.
Second of all, what's it taste like?
Yeah. Right. It's a fair question.
I mean, assuming I break off some spikes or something so I can actually bite it without just impaling myself.
So you,
Lauren thought we were kidding.
I know. So,
Throden, let me assist you. And I pull out a cooking knife and I go to cut away one of the spikes to expose the delicious flesh beneath.
Oh, God. Okay. So you start cutting away on it and you're able to get off a piece. And the spikes that are on him are like needles almost. So they make great toothpicks after your divine meal, I'm sure. And are you eating it raw?
I mean,
You're just gonna are into it?
I mean, that's how Throden eats most things.
Okay. Oh, God.
Lisan tries to hand you spice powder.
Lauren, are you saying that I should try and burn devil meat?
No.
they're kind of immune to fire. I don't think it'll work.
I'm just curious. Hey, I don't know what's going on through Throden's mind, okay? It's chewy. And it tastes a little bit like...
old shoe leather.
Slimy and satisfying.
Have you ever had calamari?
Sure. Yeah.
Have you ever? Okay. So it's got that rubbery texture, almost a little bit like calamari. Maybe that was bad calamari.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's calamari that's been fried for too long.
It's chewy. It's a lot more chewy than you thought, and it's a little bit sour.
Yum.
So it's not great eating food.
Not great eating.
It's not great eating food.
As opposed to non-eating food.
I mean,
now this right here, this is some good eating food.
It's edible if you're desperate enough. But what level desperate are we at today?
So it's like if it's man versus wild, eat it. Outside of that, you should probably pass.
Yeah, no, Throden won't go any further than that.
Okay.
Lauren, can you take a crack at the thing again?
Yes, and Callus is struggling with it too, And so he's going to help you. Like, the two of you combined, he's going to give you the help action.
And Bardic Inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you have, okay. So you can roll it at advantage, and you can add a D8.
And you say, Raquel, she's our girl. If she can't do it, then this mouse is going to die, and we can move on.
You're able to finally click open the cage. And you fling it open, and you make quick work of his shackles, and you remove his gag, and he just throws himself into your arms. And he's just, I was so scared, and he's just sobbing into you.
Can I hand him like a healing potion or something?
Yeah,
like, just to like get a little like vitality and vigor back.
Does he look fully intact? Lauren, like, did they like cut off fingers or anything like that?
Oh, make me a perception check.
I was like, that, or what I have noticed was I was hugging him.
It'd be kind of hard to 18.
Notice. Sure.
So Lisan, this is the first time you've seen Clover before. You could tell that one of his legs is a little bit deformed. And as you're looking him over, kind of giving him an overview, you do see that there is a couple missing fingers on his right hand.
Ooh. Oh,
And he's just sobbing. And his left hand looks like his fingers are crooked. Like,
God.
They've been broken.
You see if Fennel just like seeing if there's anything he could do, like wrapping bandages, maybe like helping him reset his fingers.
Yeah, I'll let you. And he's just sobbing the entire time. I tried to be good. I tried to protect. And they just sprung up out of nowhere. And he's just sobbing.
Are your mothers okay?
I think so. I was going to check out the spires, and they showed up. And the party I was with is gone. And they took me, and I don't know why. Actually, no, Krasakith. Krasakith is why. Lauren just got the story wrong. But...
It's like party, I thought you said you were going to stay in Haven.
I was, but CeeLo asked me to go. She thought I could handle it, and I could. And... I didn't see this happening.
Well, it's okay. We're going to get you out, then we'll take you back to mom's, okay?
You promise?
That's what big brothers are for, right?
And he just hugs you and starts crying again.
You know this person?
He's my brother.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, man. It's nice to meet you. And I go to, like, shake his hand, but then I see his fucked up fingers, and I'm like, rub them on the sides of my pants.
Okay. he's too busy just crying into Fennel's shoulder.
I just like pat him on the back, rub him, and he's like maybe cast a cure wounds on him, see if that helps a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It seems to, yeah. He perks up a little bit. The health potion that Aerpax gave him has helped. Some of his more visible wounds are starting to heal, and you're able to help set his hand back and bandage that. But he's clutching his hand pretty close to him.
Mm-hmm.
He just looks rough. He just really looks rough.
Is there anything else you can remember? Like, did you see anybody else in here, or except for that guy? And like, maybe there's a way. Like, an easier way of getting you out of here so we can get you home. Oh, yeah. Did you see a rod?
No. I've only been in here. They brought me in through a chamber, and, they brought me through this hallway, and then I've been here since. I haven't seen much of anything. I know this place is a little bit bigger than thought. But no, I've only seen that guy, and he points at the ground where the devil is.
Well, what about this one over here on the table?
He was dead when I got here. So yeah, I guess him too.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Well,
oops, I deleted my
insight. I'm gonna do an insight check on Alex.
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
21.
He's being honest.
Hey, buddy, it's okay. Don't worry. I'm sorry. I'm not really good with kids. I'm more into the adult kind of things. But I'm sure Fennel, your brother, will take care of you. He is very capable.
He nods his head. And they broke my hand so I couldn't cast magic.
Well,
that's pretty fucked up, dude. Wait, I'm sorry. That's pretty messy.
Language, Lisan.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Fennel. He's a grown-up. He got his hand broken in hell.
And Kallus lays his hand on Clover's shoulder. And he says, hopefully you're safe now. Oh, shit, what's his accent? My bad. I was channeling Froden. Damn, Ben, and you and your accents. Well, hopefully you're safe now. We'll try to get you back.
This will help with the pain. And I pull out a bottle of whiskey.
What is
it? It's just like my mom used to give to me. It is a strong, strong tonic. It will assist you to get through the pain until we can get you home.
Raquel would then go to Clover and be like, darling, it's kind of like the things you and I used to drink together.
Oh, that was bad.
Where is home? Where are we trying to get you back to?
Haven. I'm from Haven.
Haven. And I pull out my list and I'm like, nope, I cannot go there. But I will help you get to the outskirts if the group wills it.
I mean, we're moving towards somewhere else first, I think, is the problem.
Yeah, we cannot go out of hell until we help. Until this one gives us the rug and we kill Asmodeus.
Kallus just gives you a very hard look, but doesn't say anything as he moves a little bit further down the hall. Clover just says, I just want out of here. I want to go home. I want out. I don't want to be here. I'm done.
Well, we're going to do that, but just to let you know, we're going to have to go deeper in here so we can get you out of here.
Why?
There isn't really a door. Do you know the way out?
No.
How did you get here?
I was scouting the Zerikzar spires with the group of the Burning Arrow, and these devils popped out of nowhere and killed the party, and they snagged me, and next thing I know, I'm here.
Wait, you're with the Burning Arrow?
Kind of. I'm not exactly it was kind of like a pre-initiation thing.
It's nice to meet you. I'm Anders Chilwind. The Burning Arrow is great. Yep.
But you said your name was Lisan earlier.
Nope, that's not true. That was a pseudonym. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but that is a pseudonym. I want to be friends. My true name is Anders Chilwind, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Lisan, we talked about your lying.
Hey, who's Lisan? We're all friends here.
And he just kind of gives you a weird look like, what? But while you guys are talking, Kallus has moved further down the hall this way, but he seems to be waiting for you guys.
Looks like it's our time to go. We can discuss this later, right? Anders Chilwind, let's go.
Lauren, can Throden take the devil body with him?
Yeah. Oh, are you going to drag this around the dungeon bin?
Well, if we leave him in here, then clearly someone murdered a devil. So.
What's your strength?
19.
Yeah. You can. Please take inspiration, Ben. So I'm just imagining Elizabeth from just dragging around a barbed devil body this entire dungeon. If you have the counters, hang on, let me put my meal down. He's my to-go snack.
Combat, yeah. Also, he needs to get his energy up.
Also, before we go any further, I forgot I could do this with this, but I'm going to cast Pass Without Trace.
Okay. Using
my Staff of the Woodlands.
Ooh, so, perfect.
Plus 10 stealth, everybody.
Nice.
Plus 10 stealth, okay. All righty.
Can I have it to where, like, Clover's, like, hanging off of my back, kind of giving him, like, a piggyback so he doesn't have to walk himself?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have enough strength to carry him, though?
I have a plus 2 to strength, okay?
He's pretty light. He's a little mouse.
He's not trying to drag around a dead body. Jesus, Ben. Don't be judging Matt.
Plus Clover's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's one demon leg. What? We're like,
what? Okay, fantastic. So, Clover's clutched onto your back, and he's just kind of bearing his head into your shoulder, like, into your shoulder. Just trying to, like, wipe his face. And you guys continue on. Mm-hmm. There doesn't seem to be anything else in this room. Let's see. And Callus starts moving his way down over here to a set of double doors. And he pushes at them and sees that they're locked. So he motions for Raquel. And you seem to be pretty adept with the lockpicks, yeah?
Yes, I've had some practice with book picks.
Okay. Could you do this? Because apparently I have run out of my luck. I couldn't open that poor kid's cage, and I'll help. And so he's going to give you the guard action to unlock these doors in front of you.
Okay, cool. And you want dexterity again? So 16. Huh.
Yeah.
You want?
Yeah, okay. That works. So you're able to click open these large stone doors, and you push them open, and there's a giant statue with six arms holding different weapons standing in the middle of a sand pit. And that's actually where we're going to end tonight's episode.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We have a lot to look forward to next time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Devil's next for everybody.
Have our own personal demon snacks.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Can you make them for us in sacrilegious?
Demon snacks. Demon snacks.
I know.
All right, well.
They have, like, M&Ms in them. Like, if you don't...
I'm writing down notes for the next time we do a meetup. I'll make demon snacks for everybody.
Ooh.
Great. Good thing I probably won't be there. I noted something earlier that I broke all the URLs. I didn't note one of my favorite creations is in that process of fixing some of the URLs. I did a couple things. So first, for patrons, NPC name submission is back. You all got a notification about how to do that. If I said it here, then everybody could do it, and that defeats the whole point of perks. And two, in the process of breaking the URLs, I effectively am forced to retire turtle.fyi and all of the jokes associated with turtle.fyi because it just doesn't work anymore for reasons that are less interesting than anything I could possibly imagine describing here. But it does redirect to the website, tabletopchampions.com. But if you ever want to email us instead, you should email us at email@sean.monster. That's email@sean.monster. And I know what you're – that's not really fair. You're right. email@lauren.monster. Well, you know what? That works too. And until next time, toodles.
Bye.
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 Bye.